Curtis White, owner of Skydive New England in Lebanon, Maine, joins me in studio today. Something that a lot of people have put on their bucket list. Good to see you. Welcome, my friend. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me here.
Skydiving, something I know you feel that's something everyone should experience once in their life, maybe twice.
Absolutely. Most people haven't jumped out of an airplane, so the first timers are our target market.
What is it like, and how did you get interested in doing this? I mean, because you started doing this, and now you've got a business doing this.
Yep. So I was backpacking Australia back in 2012, and I just showed up to a drop zone, said I wanted to do it, and they were like, all right. And so went through that process, and then years later, got enough jumps to become an instructor, worked down at Danielson, Skydive Danielson down in Connecticut for 5 years, and then the opportunity came along by Skydive New England. And so the owners of Skydive Danielson and myself bought Skydive New England in 2021.
Yeah, so it's obviously a fun business transaction, but I mean, obviously people think about, oh, jumping out of a plane, is this something I really want to do? What makes someone want to do that? And obviously people you know have fears and trepidations, obviously. It's just a simple thing, a simple fact of life. How do you get over that to want to do that or try it?
Well, in the door, no, no, no. It sounds a lot like go, go, go. So we just throw people out.
Just throw people out.
Yeah, we get every walk of life. Like, there's a lot of people, it's like fear of heights, bucket list item, thrill seekers. The young people, like the college kids, everything.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the former president, Bush 41, George H.W. Bush, I think on his 90th birthday, he flew tandem out of a plane.
Yep.
Barbara, his wife, wasn't too pleased about it, but at 90, I think he did that, which was quite interesting. He wanted to do that.
Yep.
Tell me about the thrill and the excitement of coming out of a plane. What is it about jumping out skydiving that makes it so popular and makes people want to do it?
Well, it's the adrenaline rush, and then for the guys that keep going over and over again, for me, it's the only time the clock stops. Like, so my brain just stops completely. Like, there's no past, there's no future. It's just that moment with the people that you leave the airplane with.
Yeah. What kind of training is involved? You say you're an instructor now.
Yep. So for tandem skydiving, we show up to the facility. Obviously, there's paperwork because of the lawyers and all that fun stuff for waivers and all that. And then you'll sit through a training class given by an instructor, and then you'll watch a training video, and then you'll do one-on-one instructor training with your specific instructor before you get in the airplane.
Tell me about this, Curtis. So how much responsibility, if someone like myself, I go there, I learn about it, and you're saying I can learn about it in a couple of hours and then actually drop off of a plane the same day?
Yeah, for tandem skydiving, it's the safest way to go skydiving. It's the safest, it's the most amount of jumps that are logged in the United States is tandem skydiving, so it's the safest way to go skydiving or get introduced into skydiving. And so the whole process, it's about an hour before you're eligible to go on the airplane. So you show up to the facility, you have to check in, do payment, and then the training, and then about an hour later, you're ready to get queued up to go on the airplane.
So talk about the training a little bit. If I'm with someone else, I'm in a tandem, mm-hmm. So I'm hooked up to somebody else, so I'm never really by myself flying out there, right?
No, correct, yes.
So what do I need to know? What does an individual need to know about it?
It's not too much that you really need to know, Josh.
Yeah,
so we talk about everything, like the video, it shows about like the safety position on the harness. Obviously, don't smoke or chew gum when you're in the harness because it's your life-saving device. And then the body position of free fall, but most of the time a human being is going to do it a human being when it leaves the airplane. So that's what the instructor is there for, is to outfly that and take care of everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
What is the difference between the thrill of it? Because you've done it both, obviously. I'm sure you've done tandem and you've done just a single jump.
Yep.
What is it like? What's the real difference? I mean, obviously with a single jump, you're just kind of free floating out there, right?
Yeah. So there's multiple different disciplines of skydiving. So you have belly jumping, you have canopy work, you have free flying, which is any orientation besides belly to the earth, then you have the wingsuiting stuff. So there's a ton of different facets for it. So there's all different flavors of what you could actually get into.
Yeah. We're speaking to Curtis White, owner of Skydive New England, located in Lebanon, Maine. It's based on weather conditions, obviously, too.
Yes.
I mean, what conditions would you not drop out of a plane?
So high ground winds are the most important factor. So if the ground winds are very high, or if they're from a bad direction because we're encroached by trees, then we wouldn't want to go skydiving on that day, because first and foremost, the safety of the customer comes first, and then secondly, the instructional staff as well.
Right.
Yep.
And obviously, you've got to have clear sky so you can see the ground. I mean, if it's cloudy, I mean, what kind of call as far as the thickness of the clouds makes it impossible to skydive?
So if we can't see the ground, then we have no idea where on the earth we are. And again, in the state of Maine, Pine Tree State, we're covered by pine trees. So if we don't know where we are, we're more likely going to end up in a tree.
And that's something you don't want to do either for you yourself.
I've never done it. And I don't plan to do it. So.
You don't plan to do it. How many jumps have you made?
Over 2,200 now.
2,200.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the question is, did you ever have any anxiety, any problems at all?
In the beginning, when you go through like to become a licensed skydiver, I had to repeat a couple of jumps. So it's not natural to a lot of people. So
yeah. So when you jump, you're floating down, not floating down. How fast are you going down?
It depends on the orientation. Typically, it's 120, anywhere from 120 to 200 miles an hour.
And how far from the ground do you hit the chute?
So if you're on a sport jump, so just a solo, then it's 3,500 feet. And then if you're on a tandem, we're mandated by the FAA to open at 5,000 feet.
5,000 feet. Okay, mm-hmm. So how far up does the plane start, I guess?
Anywhere from 13,000 to 14,000 feet.
Wow, interesting. So, you know, talk about people who say, I'm never doing this. Talk about why they may possibly want to do this.
Well, so when they show up, we have actually a lot of customers. They'll show up and they'll have their significant other that wants to go. And then they're like, I don't want to do this. I don't want nothing to do with this. And then all of a sudden they see all the other people that are landing. Because on a Saturday and Sunday, we typically do between 500 and 600 people a day.
Really?
Yep. So we also have a cafe on site. So people can grab a Coke and a smile, watch people land parachutes. And then next thing you know, sometimes they go, hey, I saw it. Safe. Let's sign up. Let's go.
So tell me, Curtis, are people like watching people jumping from planes and landing for maybe an hour or so? Before they say, okay, I think I can do this.
I mean, that's part of the whole experience as well. So, like, we stagger the day with customers. And so when they show up and they have that hour, sometimes 2 hour wait period while they're at the facility, so they get to watch all that other experience as well. And we're open to the public, just like even locals as well. So they come in and you can just camp out and watch the activities. And then if you decide you want to go, you want to go.
Yeah, so tell me, the plane lifts off from your Lebanon site.
Yep.
Where does it actually go or fly around the area before you drop off?
It just flies a giant circle, goes up. It's a glorified elevator.
Glorified elevator.
Yeah. We also have the biggest airplane in New England as well. It's a super twin otter, seats 22 people.
How much equipment are people carrying with them as far as how heavy is the chute pretty much?
For a tandem parachute, it's about 60 pounds that I wear.
Yeah. Yep. Any limitations on people that cannot seem to do it for some reason?
Yeah, so we do have a weight limit. The weight limit is 240 pounds. And then if there are pre-existing medical conditions, we can't make that call. So definitely talk to a doctor and before that, and you can show up with a note, and then we'll let you go.
I was going to ask you, so the hours of Skydive New England, when are you open? You're not open Tuesday or Wednesdays?
Correct. Okay. We are closed Tuesday and Wednesday for operations, but we're open for, we take bookings on Tuesday and Wednesday. There's somebody in the office, and we do administrative work on the Tuesdays and Wednesdays. But Thursday through Monday, Sunday, up to sundown.
Did you ever think you'd be doing this in your life right now?
I had no idea. I have a degree in cybersecurity and I switched over from that. So,
But are you kind of like, I mean, your personality, are you kind of like an adventurer at heart?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I grew up skateboarding and snowboarding, so this kind of just fell into the same category for my personality.
I mean, if you're skydiving, you must be doing something like cliff diving or climbing mountains or something like that. Do you do stuff like that?
No, I don't. I'm not a hiker. I'm too lazy for that. I like to let gravity do most of the work for me.
How many jumps do you do, like, a week? I mean, with you personally.
With me, well, I mean, when you take over the facility, there's so much more that goes into it. When I was an active instructor, like on the weekends, I would do anywhere between 10 to 30 jumps,
yeah,
over 2 days.
Yeah, a lot of fun though.
Awesome. Yeah, I wouldn't keep doing it if it wasn't fun.
I can only imagine that if someone had so many trepidation about going up, after they finish, it's so exhilarating that they say, "I want to go back up again."
Oh, they do. We have a return customer discount as well. So the list price for a tandem skydive is $255, and then when you land, if you want to go again, we have if you purchase the gift certificate in the next 48 hours, it's good for life, and it's only $175, and we get a lot of return customers.
How early in the day do you go and how late in the day? I mean, can you see sunrise and sunsets?
So we are the first airplane on the weekends. We typically like to get the wheels up by 8:06 in the morning, 8:06 to 8:10. That mm-hmm. way we get the ball rolling, and then it literally goes to sunset.
Wow, must be beautiful to see the sunset.
Yeah, we do about 30 loads a day on the weekends.
It's amazing.
It's just up, down, repeat.
All right. Curtis White, owner of Skydive New England. Anyone in the New England area looking to jump, come see them at Skydive New England. What's the best way to get in touch with people? You got a website and everything?
Yes, we do. SkydiveNewEngland.com. And then we also have a 1-800 number. So 1-800-YOU-GO-JUMP.
And the days and hours, once again, that you're open?
So Thursday to Monday, 8 a.m. to sunset.
And do you need reservations or can you just go there on the day?
Yes. Well, on the weekdays, you can do a walk-in. On the weekends, definitely need a reservation. We book up pretty far out on the weekends.
Sounds like a very interesting experience that I'm sure a lot of people have on their bucket list, and no matter what the age. Curtis White, owner of Skydive New England, great talking to you.
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.